This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Hello, everyone. Hope you are healthy and safe. This is Barry Miller of the Barry and Larry Show. I am in our office studio. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Angie, for making all of this work on the new COVID rules and regulations, which are fine and keep us safer. And we want you, all of you listeners, to be safe and think about what you're doing each day. Be individual, of course. Get out. Get a good walk in. More people I'm talking during the week, Larry, and they're taking bike rides with their family. So nice. I mean, my son and I have committed 5 days a week for bike rides, and we're doing it. It is working. So may you have a healthy weekend and enjoy the Barry and Larry Show. Remember, this is a real estate show, information for consumers, sellers and buyers in particular. We focus on lower commissions so that they are fair and flexible for your needs and the economic circumstances. Speaking of COVID-19, they're affecting the economic circumstances, as do high active markets like we're in. High active markets mean we work less as real estate agents, and therefore you are entitled to pay us less. So you consumers, remember that. This show is for you. Along with me here, of course, is your guy and my partner and friend, consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Well, good morning, everybody. In spite of the virus, this is another great day to talk about real estate.
It is, Larry, and as a matter of fact, our theme is, individually, you must put your health ahead of your wealth, but don't let the parade of good things pass you by. That is our theme, and it's a two-part theme. Health is first, above wealth, above buying and selling real estate even. Health is always of concern. Now it's of particular keen concern. Keep it there. Keep it in a high, high priority place, but please don't let the parade of good things pass you by.
That's a great theme, and I hope people listen to it because there is wealth to be gained by listening to this show and learning how to buy and sell houses.
There sure is. And in any time, the information, the data that you, and especially that your agent gets for you, needs to be complete so you could make the correct decisions. You know, buyers and sellers are having the same effect on the economy. The economy is having the same effect on all consumers all over the United States. Who better than Kathleen Chiris to talk about buyers and sellers throughout the United States? Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Barry and Larry and the audience.
Nice to hear your voice. We're not in the same studio, of course. That keeps us all, socially distant enough to be healthy. And we want to stay that way. Larry?
I'm 4 feet away, Barry.
I'm moving. Okay. We're now 6 feet. We made it, Larry. We are safe. We are on board. We are good to be. We'll make it through the show. And no light matter there. I don't mean to be kidding about serious things. Kathleen, speaking of serious things, what is going on in the nation? What are you hearing from different parts of the country?
Well, we're actually still getting people contacting us looking to buy and sell homes, which
you
is
bet.
A good thing. We had one last night looking in Fredericksburg, Virginia for a single family home around 400. Or actually, this one was I'm just looking at. He's looking for a multifamily.
Oh.
I think he wants to rent out part of it. So we're having engaging people. We're saying, hey, if you aren't out there physically going into houses, that's okay. You can do a whole lot of research simply getting hooked up with your buyer or seller agent, studying the market, doing things that you can. There are a lot of different things you can still do and be active in real estate.
Oh, there are so many things. So I'm so happy to hear that, of course, you're getting calls from all over the country. Speaking of Fredericksburg, Virginia, you have a good buyer agent there, if I remember.
Yes, we do. We have at least two good buyer agents in just about every city in the United States. We last night, one automatically went to this person who had the inquiry, and then this morning my staff went through our database and other resources to find a second, because we always offer two alternatives.
Sure. I know one of them. If he's still active in the business, I believe Fredericksburg, Virginia is the home of Mary Washington University. Does that ring any bells, Larry? You lived in West Virginia. You didn't know that part of Virginia.
We West Virginians stayed west, Barry.
You stayed there. Okay, very good. All right, but Kathleen, how about any of the consumers that are calling you? Are you picking up anything not of concern to buy or sell? Okay, they obviously know the situation health-wise throughout the country, but are they expressing anything different than you've heard anywhere on your calls in prior years?
Well, definitely we're hearing more people saying that they're putting their search, if they're buying, on hold a little more. They're bumping up the time frames. They aren't canceling necessarily, but they're saying, well, you know, instead of looking at the houses and our time frame next month, we may wait until July or August. And so they're still getting on the MLS drips, and they're still studying, but they're not necessarily getting out. We're finding that people who were looking at second homes sometimes are saying, well, do I really want to look at a second home right now, or do I want to kind of watch the market because that's more optional? Investors, we're hearing them saying, we're still in the market looking for good deals, because there are always good deals. There may even be more in the upcoming months.
Yes. Interesting. Okay, that seems the right approach, Larry. Look, change has been happening, and change causes some people to move faster, some people to move slower, some people to delay, but change should always cause consumers to get more information about those changes. Go ahead, Larry. You agree with that? I just saw your action.
I absolutely agree with that. Use this time, if you're not going to proceed with buying or selling, use it to learn more about the marketplace, so when you are ready, you can move quickly.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to hold off. There's a big, all you listeners, stay tuned for Larry's View and the guest following Larry's View. He's a teammate. We're together in this, but you're going to hear of a really, really exciting website to go to, speaking of research and having fun at the same time and becoming very informed of COVID-19 in the state of Colorado. All those things are going to be wrapped up in Larry's View today, Kathleen. So you stay tuned too and listen up, because that's going to be exciting. But Kathleen, back to you. Let's let our listeners, we have some new listeners this week, let's let them know what it is that you do. Precisely, you do?
I help any buyer or seller throughout the entire United States get a list of at least two top buyer or seller agents who will help represent them, who will be available for essentially a free consultation, because agents get paid at closing. So all that time up until you actually buy a house, they're essentially offering you a free service at that point, and free consultation and education. So we're encouraging people to get an agent picked out early so that they can get that education that you all referenced earlier.
You mentioned an interesting word. You recommend that the consumers pick out that agent early. We recommend the same thing locally, early.
What are the advantages? Oh, I'll ask you, Kathleen, not to be putting on the spot. I don't mean it that way. What does early mean typically to a home buyer these days? How would you say, hey, Kathleen, I want to pick my agent early. What does that mean, early?
I think it used to mean a couple of months. Actually, early means 3 to 6 months now.
Good.
I think people are saying early is 3 to 6 months is okay. That's still early because there's plenty of time during the next 6 months to really establish the relationship, to get educated, to see about the market, all those things.
Love to hear that, Kathleen. Did not know what you were going to say. Was not planted or planned question. But that is the right approach, ladies and gentlemen, consumer listeners. Get ready early. If early is only 2 weeks, so be it. The top agents can handle that. Kathleen has the top agents. You're hearing from a top agent. You're going to hear from a top agent broker in the next segment. In addition, be ready and don't hesitate having these interviews, this coordination, this collaboration with top agents 3 to 6 months early is not too early. It's a good timing. And there's so much false, fake information, misleading information out there. You want to have your agent and yourself on the same page early on, and then it's okay if you're working a month or two ahead of time together in sync so that you do make the smartest purchase you could do and make the smartest sale that you could make happen. Kathleen, you make it happen for hundreds of consumers all the time. We're so happy to hear you. Thank you for sharing what you do and what's going on around the country with our fine listeners here at the Barry and Larry Show. Thank you, Kathleen.
Well, thank you. And let me throw in one other tip. A seller agent told me, he says he's having his clients who are holding off selling their homes have family painting parties. And he says it's working really well because the families are getting together. They're improving the value of their homes by doing those little honeydew projects that we all put off.
Heck yeah, this is the time for honeydew projects expanded into family projects. Kathleen, Larry has a comment about this.
Please don't tell my wife this. She'll make me work.
Uh-oh, that'll be something. Kathleen, thanks for that. Thanks for
sure.
The great tip and great information. And ladies and gentlemen, you could find Kathleen right now. You could give her a call at 303-758-4040. You could call her any day of the week, 7 days out of seven, at 303-758-4040. This is Barry Miller with the Barry and Larry Show for you consumers, home sellers, home buyers. Stay tuned. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back with Larry's view, and it's going to talk about this is a good time to buy a house. And, oh, is he going to share a special website for and with you when we come back? Let's get right to it, Larry. Yes, Larry, this is a good time to buy a house, so let's get right to your view.
Okay, Barry, my tip for the day, with care, you can minimize your health risks and still purchase a house. First, you should go to the website, drumroll, Barry.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
HomeNDO.com, HomeNDO, HomeNDO.com. Have some fun. Check up out all the houses all over Colorado. Then select 3 to 5 houses you really like and want to look at with your buyer agent. When looking at the house, minimize your contact with people and objects in the house. Wear a face mask. Wear gloves. Use hand sanitizer. When finished, use the hand sanitizer again. Be safe. That's my view.
Larry, that's so good. But I have a question. So people looking at homes, are they maybe violating the president's and or the governor's stay-at-home requests and orders?
No, they're not, Barry. As we know, the president and governor have exempted certain industries from these restrictions. Real estate is one of the exempted services. However, taking the outlined precautions are still very important.
They are important, Larry. Glad for bringing that up. You bet.
Well, Barry, you're going around showing houses and to people. Are you finding it safe and easy to take these precautions and still help the buyers select a home that they would like to purchase?
Yes, Larry, I don't mind saying that this week in particular, the buyers have been 100% ready. They've been aware. They've brought up the issue. Barry, we're not bringing our children. We're not bringing our son. As a matter of fact, one said, we're bringing our son. He's coming in a separate car. But, Barry, we know that you could show us the home. Is it okay that we show him the home after we vacate the home, meaning, not four or five of us in the home at the same time? Very, very concerned. Very concerned about the reality of the COVID-19 situation. 2 weeks ago, consumers were still pretty concerned. I found that 3 out of 4 were aware and were asking the right questions. And now, Larry, most sellers have some form of hand sanitizer or wipes. Our toolkit as real estate agents now has let we, I have the hammer, the screwdriver, the pliers, the this, the that, the tape in the car. That toolkit is still there, but my carry case is a cloth case, and it has wipes in it, sanitizers, extra gloves in case some people want to wear gloves. I have small, medium, and large, and that's the new Realtors kit. So, Larry, you bet it is time to be careful and also to be wise and purchase that home if that's what you're wanting to do. Larry, though a big, big item, that website, whose website is it? I think he's on the line with us.
I have a feeling Jim is.
Jim, Home and Do is your doing, where there's lots of fun, lots of information. Take it away, Jim, and share with our listeners the greatness and the fun that everyone can have on homeanddo.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's really exciting to be here. I'm sitting in my office at my home in Franktown, Colorado. What a great world we live in with the technology that we have today. It's just exciting. So, yes, Home and Do is something that I've been working on for the last 7 years. And we have all the listings, all 11 MLSs in the state, their listings right at your fingertips so you can search at home two different ways. You can go to homeanddo.com or you can download the app and you can be mobile with that app and search listings by the color coordinated. That means that you can have residential, condos, land, rentals, even commercial properties right at your fingertips, right at homeanddo.com. Or search RE/MAX Masters Millennium. That's our company. And we are so excited that Barry and Larry are joined forces with us because the consumer is the big winner, especially with our real estate app, because this app allows the consumer to search unabated without being bombarded like a lot of these trolls do in the industry. And we're excited because we're consumer-oriented and team up with a group of guys like you guys that are consumer-oriented is just fantastic. Especially in these times, you can go to homeanddo.com and click on the coronavirus tab, and we have aggregated all the information like Johns Hopkins, Colorado. You can look at what the cases are doing in Colorado. You can look at World Health Organization opportunity there to show you how to deal with coronavirus and some tips on showing your home. So it's really a self-contained in this environment, that's a good word, self-contained, and pretty exciting opportunity for us.
It is darn exciting opportunity for all of our listeners. Now, I had Larry go to it again this week, Jim, after you held the internet-oriented, where we were all online with you, and you presented some of the latest information on Home and Do. We are the group at RE/MAX Masters Millennium. Thank you for that class, by the way. But I had Larry, I said, Larry, I know your age. I said, do you have any idea what percentage of people your age have the COVID? and are ill from it? He said, no, but I sure would like to know. But Barry, we don't have time to do that kind of research. Jim, I put him on HolmanDew.com, and he, like I, like my wife, were thrilled to see right there county by county numbers as well as age group numbers broken down, age group within Colorado. Jim, that's magnificent. Why? Because it's fun. As long as we're healthy, it's fun. And also, it's so darn cool and informative. And then all the information about buying and selling. And then we get to look at houses all over Colorado for the heck of it. Let's see what houses are doing in Aspen. What a fun marketplace. Let's see what houses are doing in Pueblo. What a hot market it is in Pueblo. So, Jim, I want our listeners to know that we say publicly thanks to you and RE/MAX Masters Millennium. That website, HOMENDO, HomeAndDo.com, is all the website that anybody needs. So, Jim, again, thanks for that.
Well, that's really exciting. I just wanted to mention, though, you know, Home and Do is a big product, but relocation and property management, sales, legal, moving, handyman service, mortgage, transaction management, it is really all in one-stop shop. We've got great staff now with our staff to keep them safe, but the agents are out. The market is really, really strong. It's amazing because I did the last 10 days in seven counties, 1,173 under contract. So today, the buyers can take an advantage of a more balanced market today than they could just even several weeks ago, and take some time, look at the homes you really want online with HomeAndDo.com, but yet then we can have virtual tours for our consumers as well as personal tours being safe. Thank you.
Yeah, and all parts. Larry, your hand has been up. Yeah. He's been wanting to get a word in here.
Well, I have a complaint, Jim.
Okay.
You've taken all the stress out of searching for a house this way. It's all the fun is gone because there's no stress.
But Larry, this is, you know, so exciting because Larry's words were really pretty very, very right on point. Okay. But this is the way we treat our consumers no matter where they are in the marketplace and when they're going to buy. You know, this is a special probably situation that we really bring attention to personal care. But we always have that personal care at RE/MAX Masters Millennium.
Been there for a long time. And this is the fun part, Larry. I call it fun because the stress is moved and removed and brought down to a slim, slim, normal level of stress. Wow, I'm actually moving homes.
You know, what I like about it, and I've never had this experience in all of the houses that I've purchased, all 11 of them, is that I've never been able to look online and do a virtual tour of the house. And then you only have to look at two or three or four houses to find the one you really want because you've narrowed down the search list. That makes it safer and easier for you in these troubled times.
And always talking about the trusted advisor, when you have an agent that you trust, it really makes it easy because you don't have to worry that they're putting their best foot forward. It's your best foot forward, and it really takes care and the stress away no matter what you're going to sell or buyer.
And what I want to add one other thing, gentlemen, agreeing with both of you, each of you, on what you just said. And how about walking the neighborhood? We could do Google walks. Okay, they're effective to a certain degree. But, Jim, when you use that word, trusted advisor, the top agents are trusted advisors. What does a trusted advisor do in any economic times, not just the current COVID-19 times? Sometimes I'm referring to it as that. The COVID-19 and 2020 times, we take our iPhones, our Androids, camera, and we walk the neighborhood. And we go across the street and view what the buyer is seeing, and that helps the buyer. And how often is that done? As often as any buyer needs it, wants it, or asks for it. So you're right, Jim. Full service, full activity on behalf of the consumer exists at RE/MAX Masters. And again, that website is Home and Do, HOMENDO.com. Have fun. Check it out. Get that COVID-19 information. My wife was astounded at the percentage. Larry was too. At the lower percentages of people. We're all over 50 here, and over 50. And she was happy to see that. She's very vulnerable with all the medication she takes. But it was uplifting for her. So again, homeanddo.com. Jim? Always a pleasure. How about you, what you're seeing in the field from buyers and sellers?
Well, I will tell you that the opportunity today is just as good. You can be patient, but remember right now, the people that take advantage of the market are more in a balanced market than they have been in the last 5 years. They get an opportunity to really go through things slowly, make sure you're pre-qualified, all the good things that a trusted advisor is going to take care of you. For you is just really exciting, because it's not it gives you a little bit more time, because we've been under so much pressure with shortage of homes on the market. Mm-hmm. There's now 6,800 homes in the metropolitan Denver. I know you guys look at just Denver, but I look at seven counties. 1,143 homes are under contract right now. So there are people taking advantage of that. So why not get in the game if your opportunity exists today?
You bet. It was a consumer who this week, when I was mentioning to her that our theme, I always talk to consumers during the week about our theme, and I said, look, our theme's going to be you've got to put your health ahead of your wealth. And she said something like, yeah, but man, the parade is going to pass by. We don't want the parade to pass by. I said, what are you referring to? She said, look, I just made a decision in the last 2 weeks to become an active investor, because I see that this is a good market. And I talked to her about that, and sure enough, guess where she's looking? One of the hottest spots in the country, Colorado Springs. When we come back from break, we're going to hear Barry's World. He's going to mention that this is a good time to sell your house also. And we're going to give the Barry and Larry mantra, and we're going to have fun with that. But, Jim, it's been fun being on air with you. Thank you again for all your advice, all your information, and that website, homeanddo.com. Jim, do you want to share your phone number? Because we want our consumers to be able to call the best, and you're right there.
Yeah, you can call me at 303-887-1600, or also go to jimwanzak.com and search your heart desire on real estate unabated. Nobody's going to follow you. It's just a great, simple tool for consumers.
A great simple tool for consumers is a very, very worthwhile tool for consumers. Thank you, Jim Wansick with RE/MAX Masters Millennium. We'll be in touch.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you. There you have it, a great, great gentleman, great operation, great team, great teamwork, great consumer orientation at RE/MAX Masters Millennium. This is Barry Miller for the Barry and Larry Show. We're going to take our next break. Then I'm going to come back and give my view about this is a good time to sell your house.